From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In Syria, the United Nations says snipers fired on weapons inspectors as they made their way to the site of an alleged poison gas attack.
The group had to return to a government checkpoint to replace one of the vehicles and ultimately did reach the site. Those inspectors visited people who were wounded in last week's attack and took samples for more analysis. Meanwhile, President Obama met with his advisors over the weekend to consider a possible U.S. response. And joining us now with more on that is NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, welcome.
Good to be with you, Jeremy.
So there was an unusually blunt statement from the White House yesterday. A senior official said there was very little doubt that the Syrian military had used chemical weapons against civilians. And the official said that Syria's offer to open the site to UN inspectors was, quote, too late to be credible. It sure sounds like some kind of response is imminent.
It certainly sounds that way, too. I was over at the Pentagon this morning talking to people, and the folks I spoke with said they believe it's likely there'll be some sort of limited cruise missile strikes against Syrian military targets. They could come as early as this week. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is in Jordan meeting with area defense ministers. He's due back tomorrow morning, and we expect more National Security Council meetings once he returns. But, you know, everyone I talk with think that it's likely to happen. They've already drawn up a target list. But there, of course, has been no final decision from the president yet.
But, Tom, you're saying your sources are saying likely limited cruise missile attacks.
That's right. It would be from the sea. There are four U.S. destroyers, Aegis destroyers in the Mediterranean. There are also French and British warships that could take part in these attacks. But again, no final decision.
What kind of targets could be hit and what difference could those kinds of attacks make?
Well, you're likely looking at military targets. So it could be command and control facilities. It could be headquarters, military headquarters. It could be delivery systems such as artillery, rocket sites that may have sent these chemical weapons to the Damascus suburbs. It could be airfields, military airfields. Those are the likely targets they're looking at.
Now, the U.S. has been reaching out to its allies. President Obama spoke with the leaders of France and Britain over the weekend. Would the U.S. need international support? Does it have it to do something like this?
Well, it clearly has it from Great Britain, from France. Turkey also has said it would take part in some sort of action against Syria for what looks like their use of chemical weapons. The president does have some support, and Secretary of State John Kerry is working the issue as well with some of the Arab allies, Saudi Arabia, for example. So it looks like they're behind the scenes, they're building some type of coalition. But again, from several of these countries, they're very supportive already.
Is anyone in the military or that you're speaking to urging caution about possible U.S. intervention in this Syrian conflict? It seems as though this pressure has been building very quickly. It's happened very fast.
Yeah, almost everyone I talk with in the military, privately and publicly, are urging caution. General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he is very cautious about this. And in letters to members of the Armed Services Committee, he said he laid out some of the options. You could create a no-fly zone. You could create buffer zones along the borders of Turkey and Jordan. You could do strikes on chemical weapons sites in Syria. And then, of course, he talked about that limited cruise missile strike as well that we just referenced. But he says all of these could still keep Assad in power. It really wouldn't change things. It could escalate the attacks on not only rebels, but civilians. The problem he sees is it would commit the U.S. to the Syrian conflict, because obviously with all of these options, you're going to war.
And, of course, the White House has tried very hard not to do that. It's been winding down involvement in wars in that region.
That's right. Of course, pulled all U.S. troops out of Iraq. It's winding down the Afghan war. And there's a great reluctance in the White House and the Pentagon to involve itself in still one more Middle Eastern war. Look at what happened in Iraq, how long it took. And also in Afghanistan, that's continuing. And, of course, there's a sense that the more troops will be needed, additional troops, after 2014 when the U.S. combat mission ends. So there's a great reluctance to get involved in Syria. And as General Dempsey said, you could tip the military balance in favor of the rebels. The problem, he says, is that the rebels aren't united in any way. You have al-Qaeda elements over there. You have certain other radical elements. The moderate rebels that they're dealing with haven't coalesced yet. There's not a great sense of unity among the rebel groups. So the problem they see, again, is to be similar to Iraq or Afghanistan. You take down the government, and then you're left building something again. And that's the real worry they have. And, of course, would you have to put U.S. forces on the ground to implement any sort of new government, to help that government get itself on its feet? And that's something that no one is even considering in any of these options.
NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.